7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The polls are open in Virginia on this primary election day. Voters are choosing nominees for governor and some House of Delegates races. Jeffrey Skelly with the UVA Center for Politics says Ed Gillespie is the likely GOP winner. The Democratic race, much more difficult to call.
I think that it's been very easy to pigeonhole this Perriello-Northam battle from the start as a repeat of Sanders versus Clinton in 2016, but I think the candidates themselves complicate that a bit.
And Republican Ed Gillespie will join us live here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall right after this news. And stay with WMAL on air and online for election results tonight. Washington tied a high temperature record yesterday, and we could come close to doing it again today. It was 95 yesterday afternoon at Reagan National Airport, matching the record set in 2002. The record for this date is 96, and we are likely to get awfully close to that today. Extreme heat can also be hard on your car's battery, says AAA's John Townsend.
Extreme heat can have just as devastating an impact on a battery as cold weather, the frigid temperature.
Townsend says the Auto Club has had a surge in emergency roadside calls recently because of the heat. The average car battery, he says, should last about 3 years, so if yours is older than that, get a check now. The jury's back for more deliberations today in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial.
After a full eight-hour day in court, the jury deliberated for over 4 hours Monday night. At one point, they asked to see Bill Cosby's statement from 2005, in which he admitted to giving Andrea Constand pills. Cosby claims it was consensual. Constand claims she consented to nothing and couldn't have once she was unconscious.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. The D.C. Council is set to approve the city's budget today, and buried deep in that spending plan is a vote of confidence for a small but potentially transformative transportation option. A gondola.
Laughter and rejection.
I would say that that's 99% of the people who first hear about the idea.
Of a gondola going from Roslyn to Georgetown. But Georgetown Business Improvement District CEO Joe Sternleap says once they explain the idea,
the overwhelming majority say it makes a lot of sense.
The D.C. Council today set to approve $250,000 to partially fund a study for the line over the Potomac.
It's tried and true technology all over the planet.
The Arlington County Board backed out a few months ago, but Sternleap says they just didn't want to commit the staff right now.
We've got a lot of support in the private sector in Roslyn at some point. They'll reapproach their elected officials to say it's time to re-engage.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Washington continues to be a hot housing market.
New numbers from the real estate research firm MRIS show the median sales price of a home in our area is now $460,000, up 7% over this time last year. And while the firm's Andrew Strouch says supply and demand continues to be an issue,
inventory is actually up year over year 7%, which is exceptional, actually, in terms of the context of the market in the last couple of years.
The median days on market last month was 10 compared to 13 a year ago. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions appears before the Senate Intelligence Committee today to face a range of questions about Russia and James Comey and more.
Questions about whether or not there is a taping system in the White House, whether or not Sessions can confirm that. That's something that James Lamford, the Republican senator from Oklahoma, told me that he wants to ask about, as well as Jeff Sessions' role in recusing himself from this Russia investigation and his role in firing James Comey, whether or not that was appropriate.
Correspondent Manu Raju, and of course you can hear the Jeff Sessions testimony today live starting at around 2:30 at WMAL.com. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,236, the NASDAQ at 61.75. Sports, the Nats drop their fourth in a row, the Orioles losing streak reaches five, and the Golden State Warriors win the NBA championship. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
They're coming. The daily afternoon thunderstorms that signal summertime in Washington.
We're looking at rain and lots of it.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and finally, change for the better. Maryland Beltway, the update with the flatbed tractor trailer to the shoulder on the Beltway Inner Loop as you pass Route 5 Branch Avenue before St. Barnabas Road. You now have all your travel lanes open, but it is costing us big delays back near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Now beyond where we had a couple lanes blocked, and now we're starting to see the traffic flowing and slowing near 210. Through Alexandria, we're still with the broken down tractor trailer blocking the left lane on the outer loop at Route 1. Just give you a heads up on that. That one's still there. Silver Spring, if you're heading 16th Street and you're coming southbound and right at that intersection for 410 East-West Highway, at least it looks like in the right in the center, one of the vehicles stopped, but coming south on 16th Street, we'll have two left lanes getting by, and on East-West Highway, watch for police direction as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, 94 degrees record, 96. We've got an outside chance to get there, partly to mostly cloudy, isolated showers, thunderstorms, and that chance for showers and thunderstorms early tonight, 75 the low. Tomorrow, better chance of scattered storms, so temperatures down to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Woodbridge, 67 in Gaithersburg, 73 degrees in Washington. A New York theater company defends its trumped-up Julius Caesar. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 7:07 on this Tuesday morning. Going to be a hot one. This is where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 7:35 later this hour will be Ken Blackwell. He'll give us a preview of the Jeff Sessions testimony. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. You know him from Hit the Larry Kudlow Show here on WMAL on Saturdays. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnese. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Mary. Today is primary day in Virginia as Virginians go to pick the next governor and lieutenant governor, advance them into the general election. And we've been speaking to some of the candidates, and one of those candidates is here with us this morning. Ed Gillespie joins us now on Mornings on the Mall. Ed, thank you so much for taking some time out this morning.
Thanks for having me. Vince, good to be with you this morning.
Where are you calling us from? Are you out on the road already, visiting polling sites, trying to influence voters, or what?
Well, I'm actually doing a little radio like this one, and then actually right after this I leave and standing in front of polls all day long until 7 o'clock tonight.
Right on.
When the polls close.
Right on. So speaking of polls, there was a curious one that's been making the rounds over the last few days, which is this thing called Change Research. Now, I should preface this by saying I have no idea if these guys are right, but they've had some success in what limited polling they've done. And in that, they suggest that everything we've heard about Virginia is completely wrong, that this race for the primaries on the primary side is neck and neck, and that you and Corey Stewart do not have a clear frontrunner situation going on. What do you say to that, and is your sense that this race is actually sort of over by now?
No, I don't. I feel good about the race, but I take nothing for granted, and my supporters go out and vote today. So if you want to win this race in November and make sure that we have a conservative governor in Richmond and that we cut our taxes 10% across the board, which would be the first cut in our income tax rates in 45 years, and give parents greater choice over our children's education, and you want to have someone who's been endorsed yesterday, just yesterday, the American Conservative Union, the ACU, which is, the host of the annual CPAC conference and one of the oldest conservative organizations in the country, endorsed me for governor on top of the National Right to Life Committee endorsing me last week. You know, if those things matter to you, go out and vote today and vote for me, Ed Gillespie, in the Republican primary.
What is the one thing about you that people don't know that you wish they would know?
I wish they would know that I'm really driven by my desire to make the Commonwealth a better place for all Virginians. And I love Virginia. Virginia is inside. If you look at my logo, one of the things I love about my logo is, Virginia, the silhouette of Virginia is inside the name Ed. And, if I'm given the opportunity to serve, I'll be an honest, ethical, faithful servant leader worthy of Virginia. And I hope by the end of, by November, if I'm the nominee as of today, people will know that. But that's my job, is to make sure they do.
Is this election going to be a reflection of the Trump presidency?
Well, we're a state that's heavily affected by federal policies, and you know, those are always a factor in our races. I'd like to make sure that we're, you know, my policies would diversify our economy, make us less reliant and less affected by federal policies. But the fact is, when it comes to Virginia, if you look at things like letting us get more transportation dollars into Virginia from what we send to Washington, D.C., building more ships in Newport News, stopping the war on coal with the Clean Power Plan, and you know, which has such a devastating effect on miners and families in Southwest Virginia, but also anyone who pays electric bills, and making sure Norfolk remains the largest naval base in the world. You know, those things that the Trump administration is putting forward would be good for us. When there are things that I, you know, aren't good for Virginia, I'm going to stand up for Virginia. I don't think we should zero out the Chesapeake Bay Cleanup Fund, and I'm with our congressional delegation in on that, including Scott Taylor and Rob Whitman, and who represent you know, the parts of the Chesapeake Bay areas of our Commonwealth. And so, you know, we're always affected by federal policies in Washington, D.C., always a factor. But my tax cuts, across the board income tax rate cuts, would create 53,000 good-paying, full-time private sector jobs. That's a 25% increase over the current projections. And it would unleash entrepreneurship and innovators in a way that I think would help us diversify our economy, Mary.
You know, speaking about President Trump, your opponents have sort of made that the litmus test, it seems like, in this race, of your proximity to Trump. In fact, one of your opponents saying that unhinged liberals are going after the president and that you won't stop them. How do you respond to that?
Well, I voted for the president, and you know, I want to see him succeed in making sure that there are, you know, more good-paying jobs in America. But my job is to focus on Virginia. And, you know, Virginia, the governorship, is about the future of the Commonwealth we love. And it's not my job to always be for the president or always be against him if I'm elected governor. It's my job to stand up for Virginia and make sure that, you know, the policies we're passing in Richmond in our General Assembly are going to improve our public schools, and that we can pave more roads, and that we can create more jobs and help people lift themselves out of poverty. And, you know, that's the focus for me, is if I'm entrusted with the governorship of the Commonwealth we love, that will be my priority, is Virginia, not
yes.
any political figure in any party.
What little polling we've seen on Republicans versus Democrats in the state, whether it's Tom Perriello or Ralph Northam that advances, suggests that those guys have big leads. And it's led some, Virginia's an open primary. I've seen Republicans say this morning that they'd rather vote for Northam right now because they kind of know Ed Gillespie's going to make it through, and they'd rather at least have a moderate Democrat for you to face. What's your sense of all of this, and who would you rather face should you win today?
You know, I leave that to the pundits and the analysts. I'm running for the governorship on policies I know will benefit all Virginians. And I'll be a governor for all Virginians. And no matter who the Democrats put forward, doesn't really matter to me. I'm going to run my campaign. I'm going to run my race based on the issues and the policies I know we need to enact here in Virginia to get Virginia growing again. And let me just tell you something, Vince. We're in trouble here. You know, the fact is that we have had five straight years of anemic economic growth. We're 39th on the latest list in terms of economic growth rates. And by the end of the next governorship, this is where Virginia is. We're either going to be a lot more like states to our north, like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, with high taxes and heavy regulations and public sector unionism and a stifling top-down approach to economics. And in the bottom half of states when it comes to economic growth, which is where we are with them, behind all three of those right now. Oh, we're going to be more like states to our south, more like the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, which are in the top 20 states in economic growth with dynamic economies and lower taxes and fewer regulations. We need to be more like that. But by the end of the next governorship, the choice we have in Virginia, we're either going to be the northernmost southeastern state, or we're going to be the southernmost northeastern state. And we need to be more like those dynamic economies, you know, the Sun Belt, not rusty economies in the Northeast. We need to have dynamic, innovative economies that provide opportunities for our young adults are graduating from our high schools and colleges and universities to be able to have a career here in Virginia.
Ed Gillespie, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck today. We appreciate your time. I know you have a very busy day. Thank you.
Thanks. I hope to see folks out at the polls today. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks, Ed.
That's Ed Gillespie, Republican gubernatorial candidate for the state of Virginia. It is 7:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In some of our busy areas this morning, seeing some improvement. Let's first start Virginia. In Purcellville area, we've had major delays with the longstanding crash now cleared. Eastbound Route 7, as you try to work into Leesburg and past the Berlin Turnpike, you'll find lanes are open. So some relief underway. Also to the Wilson Bridge, each direction. First out of Maryland, the broken down flatbed truck onto the shoulder between Route 5 and St. Barnabas Road. So travel lanes reopened there. And in Alexandria, they were able to move the tractor trailer there too that was broken down near Route 1. So a lot was going on that stretch of the Beltway, getting better. 395 through Landmark were bunched up again. Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Silver Spring, still watch. We had an accident intersection of 16th Street and 410 East-West Highway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly to mostly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible with a high of 94. The record high set in 1954, 96 degrees. So we're going to get close. Tonight, a few clouds from time to time with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible again. Low near 75. Tomorrow, thunderstorms move in, high around 90. Chance of rain, 90%. Currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
All right, so we just heard from Ed Gillespie. If you're in Virginia today, who are you voting for? What are you up to? We've spoken here on Morning. I'll put the number out there. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. And I mentioned Mary. I have a friend who posted on Facebook this morning, who's a Virginia resident, and he's a Republican, would be inclined to vote for Gillespie. But he's saying, look, I know the cards are saying to me, I got to vote for Ralph Northam. Because right now, all I know is that the Democrat seems to be the most likely person who's going to win the governorship. And if I'm going to vote for anybody, I'm going to vote for the guy who's the more moderate one, the guy who voted for George W. Bush. You know, so that's his take, by the way, not mine. And over the past week, we've talked to Frank Wagner, Corey Stewart, Ed Gillespie. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Who are you voting for today? Are you at the polls? What do the lines look like, by the way? Are people actually showing up to vote for in the primary in an off year election to support who they pick for governor of Virginia? If I'm just reading the tea leaves and I kind of listen to the Republican side of the aisle, the Democrats are very neck and neck, according to all available polling. But if I'm just reading the tea leaves on the Republican side of the aisle, I can feel the energy, at least, in the Corey Stewart camp. I just feel like there's a lot of energy on that side. Now, does that translate into votes? Who knows? We'll find out tonight. But when it comes to just like who's got a kind of sort of the clear message and who's got all the aggression, Corey Stewart. Frank Wagner has pulled closer to Corey Stewart in a bunch of polling. Not sure what his base looks like out there in Virginia. And then there's Ed Gillespie, who's done very, very well, who's pulled very high. And it's just a matter of, will the turnout correspond to the polling? The polling obviously relies on likely voters. So the expectation is, yes, it will. But we'll see. I mentioned this new poll from, was it Change Research? They nailed that Montana election, the Gianforte. They body slammed that election. They got it perfectly. So 888-630-9625, who are you voting for today and why? Jeff in Ashburn, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, and you're in Virginia. So what's going on?
Yes, sir. Just letting you know, just voted. Me and my family, my wife voted for Corey Stewart. Really excited about it. Have a lot of energy. And really like his defense of the historical monuments. I think that's really touched the nerve. And I think Gillespie took a little while to pivot to that, saying he would leave it up to the localities. And I just know from
I got a lot of family in Southwest Virginia, that the Stewart message has really resonated. And I hear it every day, you know, just on my social media.
Corey obviously has made keeping Confederate monuments in place a huge part of his bid. Tell me, Jeff, what does it look like at the polling place? Were there a lot of people there? Or was it quick and breezy getting through?
Actually, I could see the, you know, they put little tabs down of who showed up, Republican, Democrat. I saw five Democrats, and I was the third, and we were the third and fourth Republican votes.
Okay. So not too many yet this morning, but the day is still young.
That's
Jeff,
correct.
Thanks, Jeff, very much. Pete's in Fairfax this morning. Pete, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, guys. I'm going to be voting for Corey Stewart. His track record definitely in Prince William County has been excellent. He did kind of have a little kerfuffle with the Trump campaign. But I think overall his values are closest to mine. You go to Gillespie's website, especially on your mobile device, it's laughably bad. So if people are going to be informed, they're going to be met immediately with basically surveys and give me your email, give me your information instead of the issue.
So judging the candidate by some tech challenges this morning, I appreciate that. Thanks, Pete, very much. Raj is in Vienna, is next up. Raj, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. You have rightly talked about the energy.
Yes.
This also the sense of hope. Who has really done what he's saying he's going to do? And Corey Stewart has demonstrated that five times. And in a blue county.
Right,
we
and that's
need the jobs. We need the tax cuts. We need the emphasis on health. We need the emphasis on building the infrastructure, but the human infrastructure. And I believe he's touched all those. So I'm pleased that there's such a outreach, especially in the social media.
All right. Thank you, Raj. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. We got a Larry now in King George. Larry, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent, sir. What's going on this morning with your voting?
The polling here in King George is slow. My wife and I showed up an hour into the poll. She was number 18. I was number 19 that had voted. It's terrible. You got to get out here. And one thing that Ed Gillespie failed to, when he was talking about all his endorsements, he doesn't have a big one. He was not endorsed by the NRA. So if you like your gun rights, you better look into that when you go vote today.
That's a good, interesting point. Also, Frank Wagner, by the way, endorsed by the Washington Post. So a lot of endorsements are all over the place right now.
And those endorsements can be a kiss of death or they can be a great boost. And the NRA in Virginia, it's a big boost.
Yeah, there you go. Mike in Clifton, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, sir, and you're next up.
Good morning, guys. I voted for Corey Stewart. I don't think Ed Gillespie is going to be able to do anything with the 10% tax cut, and not quite sure how they're going to do that in 1 year if they haven't been able to give us anything in 45 years. Also, I'm not into the toll road building, and Corey also has a little bit of a stance on the immigration that we, you know...
That you agree with.
We need to tighten it up a little bit.
Right on. Okay. Well, there's a lot of calls for Corey Stewart this morning. What did I say? The energy's out there. They're calling in. So I don't know if that's reflective, but it'll be interesting to watch the polls today.
And we'll have a full wrap up for you tomorrow on the show. It's 7:24 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at more than 20 offices all across Northern Virginia. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Getting a good night's sleep is an integral part of keeping healthy, and too many of us ignore it. We pride ourselves on working long days and surviving on 4 hours of sleep. But did you know that sleep deprivation has been linked to high blood pressure, heart disease, weight gain, and numerous other health problems? That's why it's so important to make sure that the sleep we do get is on a mattress that meets our body's needs. It used to be that you go to a mattress store and spend hours trying out each mattress, but at Mattress Warehouse, they're using science to find the perfect mattress for you. With their bed match system, they use the latest technology to find the mattress perfect for your sleeping position, weight distribution, and pressure points. So no more buying a mattress and still waking up sore or tired. With bed match from Mattress Warehouse, you'll find the support and comfort perfect for you so that you wake up feeling refreshed and healthy. Make an investment in your health and try the bed match system at Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect match for you. Just go to sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse. That's sleephappens.com.
for a Mattress Warehouse near you. And now it is 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rockville, we have troubles on 270 right now. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The crash, 270 as you come south near Route 28. That's where crews are still responding to the incident, so you see a lot of activity there already. So keep alert. I know everyone coming in the direction out of Gaithersburg, you're already bunched up again to this crash in Rockville. Once you get beyond, just a little bit of volume on the 270 spur. Good trip to the American Legion Bridge. Leaving Virginia, your delays out of Tyson's take you to the Legion Bridge this morning. Already quite slow. 66 heavy in Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. Purcellville, much better. Traffic's closed past where we had the earlier longstanding crash, east on 7, as you come up to 287, the Berlin Turnpike. The Beltway, Maryland, heading to the Wilson Bridge. We have pretty much stop and go just right near Route 5 now. Branch Avenue to the bridge span along the way. The broken down tractor trailer on the shoulder now, not blocking anything. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy as we head on through today. Very warm start, hot finish, 94, isolated showers, thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees, it's 727 on WMAL.
Ryan Zimmerman.
It is going.
His sixth career slam burned Atlanta.
It's a grand slam.
Complete game. Nationals Braves. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. The Nationals. 20 hits, 14 runs, one very big win.
Two slams by different players.
Complete game. Nationals Braves. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson.
One Touch Ultra Meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex Meter with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your Walgreens pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the OneTouch Vario Flex Meter today. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise, you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new tonight at 10, CNBC. Get yours.
And coming up on WMAL.
Oh, well, first of all, I just want to thank all the callers. Ed Gillespie callers are standing by. Frank Wagner callers. Couldn't get to all of them. But coming up soon, we're going to talk to Ken Blackwell all about this Jeff Sessions hearing. It's going to be big.
Yeah, and just so you know, the Gillespie and Wagner callers, you guys were just late to the party.
Yeah, seriously. It was all Corey Stewart at first, but the rest of you just popped in at the end.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Polls are open now till 7 tonight in Virginia on this primary election day. Three candidates are vying for the Republican nomination for governor: Ed Gillespie, Frank Wagner, Corey Stewart. Gillespie says this race, though, is not about Donald Trump.
Well, I voted for the president, and I want to see him succeed in making sure that there are, you know, more good-paying jobs in America. But my job is to focus on Virginia.
Gillespie spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and former Congressman Tom Perriello are battling on the Democratic side. Stay with WMAL on air and online for election results tonight. The official temperature in Washington hit 95 yesterday, tying the record for the date. And forecasters say we could come close to tying or breaking a record again today. Attorney General Jeff Sessions appears before a Senate committee today, and President Trump apparently is fine with that.
To hear spokesman John Spicer tell it, President Trump is anxious to have Attorney General Sessions appear in public to take questions from the Senate Intelligence Committee.
He believes that the sooner we can get this addressed and dealt with, that there's been no collusion. He wants this to get investigated as soon as possible and be done with it so he can continue with the business of the American people.
Sessions will face Democrats and some Republicans who want to know what role he played in firing James Comey and whether he had more contacts with Russians during the presidential campaign than he let on in his confirmation process. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And you can hear the Jeff Sessions testimony live today starting at around 2:30 at WMAL.com. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,236, the NASDAQ at 61.75. Sports, the Nats bullpen lets them down again as they lose to the Braves, the Orioles lose to the White Sox, and Golden State wraps up the NBA title. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our seven showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling in their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over ask. Listen, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE.
I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy 270 in Rockville with this crash. A lot of equipment on the scene. If you're coming southbound, get ready to approach Route 28. That's where the accident activity is along the right side. In fact, on the approach, just the left lane getting by. So everyone south of Clarksburg are going to hit those heavy delays to get by the crash. Top side of the Beltway, 95 and around 2 Georgia Avenue. Pretty much typical there. Not typical Georgia Avenue. Southbound, or each direction really, at the intersection with Forest Glen, the signal lights are on flash and nobody there to direct. So kind of getting caught up in that very busy intersection. Please be kind to your neighbors. That's Georgia Avenue and Forest Glen, just north of the Beltway. Heading to the Beltway on New Hampshire Avenue, the accident is northbound right as you come up to the exit for the Beltway, and that was along the right side. Let's get you Virginia 66. It's about the volume as you head through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks, and the Beltway looks almost continuous here, leaving Springfield toward the American Legion Bridge and the delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The heat stays on as we head on through today, pushing about 94 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe an isolated shower thunderstorm. Today's record, 96. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 70 in Damascus, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Ball, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. 737 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. Always swinging in, talking to us once a week. He's also got a show here on Saturdays on WMAL. It'll be nice to talk to Larry. That's at 8:35 this morning. Vince Colonnais is here alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Ken Blackwell. He's a former domestic policy advisor to the Trump transition team, also former Ohio Secretary of State, to give us a preview of the session's testimony today. Ken Blackwell, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. It's good to be with you both.
So we had a discussion earlier in the show about whether Jeff Sessions should even be doing this. Judge Napolitano came out yesterday and said that it's going to be dangerous. He's putting himself in a dangerous situation and he should not be testifying. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think Attorney General Sessions agreed to meet with the Senate Intelligence Committee in an open setting to that he is eager for the record to be set straight. I think it's very curious that both Democrats and Republicans agree that there's no evidence of collusion, and with no evidence of wrongdoing, collusion, or obstruction of justice, you know, I think what he wants to do is to put this chapter behind him so that the Trump administration can get on with the business and issues that Americans care about, like health care, tax reform, strengthening our infrastructure, and protecting our neighborhoods and our streets.
But here's the thing is I personally don't think that that's going to happen. Something is going to be said in this testimony today that's going to be a aha to the Democrats. And this is now going to go into a private testimony and it's going to go on and on and on. Whereas if the administration just said, look, I had every right to fire Comey, I fired him, end of story. That's it. And walked away from it, we wouldn't keep giving them fuel. No more ammunition.
That would have been perhaps the preferred scenario, but as it has unfolded, Senator Sessions has recused himself from the Russian investigation, and you know, you have the left and many in the mainstream media that really want as you just mentioned, to continue this Made in Disneyland story. But, yeah, I think once he is before the American public, he puts his 50-year record of standing tall and proud in his defense of America and in his protection of the integrity of our legal system. I think most Americans will say, get on with the business of helping us improve our lives. And so I think getting it out in the open, I disagree with my good friend and his comments about, this being not the best way of handling it. I think given where he found himself, this is the best way to handle it. Is to shine the spotlight on Comey, on the left, and to do it by showing his record and his fearlessness in terms of dealing with this issue in public.
Ken Blackwell, one of the questions that's expected to come up today is Democrats are going to wonder why Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation, yet still had a hand in firing the FBI director. Do you see a problem in that at all?
No, I don't. The Russian investigation is only one aspect of his job. I thought he had put a fence around himself in terms of the investigation, but he still has a department to run, and so I think his personnel actions and his at least review and his consulting with those who actually asked for the firing of Comey was perfectly understandable and proper.
Also Comey's credibility, Sessions' credibility was challenged by James Comey last week, saying that, Sessions was silent in the face of criticism from James Comey. And Sessions and the Justice Department responded, no, I wasn't silent at all. Do you expect Jeff Sessions to be forceful about James Comey's credibility today?
Oh, I think so. I think, in boxing parlance, I think Jeff Sessions is a great counterpuncher, and Comey threw the first punch, and I think that we will see Attorney General Sessions, sort of again take us back to the discrepancies in the Comey testimony last week.
Do you think we'll hear anything about these tapes and whether they exist or they don't exist? Will that come up today?
Oh, I am sure that Schumer and company will make sure that they try to interject that in these hearings as inappropriate as it is at every turn. But I think Jeff Sessions is prepared for this, and I don't think that the Republicans on the committee will sit on their hands and not push back.
Ken Blackwell, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a really good preview of the Sessions testimony and what to expect. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You all have a great morning. Thank you.
It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000.
Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore, Washington Parkway, if you're heading southbound inside the Beltway, that's where we have the problem with your delays beginning out of Greenbelt. So southbound BW Parkway before you get to 410 with the crash cleanup continuing. Now the top side of the Beltway, slowdowns begin before 95, take you around to George Avenue. And a heads up for everyone on George Avenue, it is definitely tricky here when we don't have a busy intersection, the traffic lights on flash not working. So north of the Beltway, Georgia Avenue and Forest Glen, you need to treat as a four-way stop. We are jammed through Rockville 270. It's the accident. That's why you're sitting in these delays just south of Clarksburg down to 28. Still have the right half of southbound 270 blocked. And in the local lanes, you can see all the activity, so you're slowing through there as well. Now, as far as 395 Virginia, as you come off of 95 to Landmark, slowing Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, it's about the volume. No incidents reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm morning already, soaring into the 80s, quickly back to the mid-90s this afternoon. 94 degrees, too shy of tying the record of 96. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Thunderstorms scattered around tomorrow near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 76 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
There was a big basketball game last night in Oakland. I don't know if you heard about it. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors had a little bit of a game last night.
I heard about that.
And this is apparently so popular, such a big game to go to, Game 5 of the NBA Finals. And someone, anonymous person, paid $133,000 for two floor seats to the game.
Whoa. 133?
They said that is comparable to the price of a home in Cleveland.
Okay, so here's my question. Awesome sports car or two floor seats to an NBA Finals?
I'm going to guess that if you can spend that kind of money for two tickets to the NBA Finals, you arrived in an awesome sports car.
Probably.
I'm going to guess.
It's not a trade-off. You're right. I should have thought of that.
That ship sailed. You know, it was a Warriors season ticket holder, according to a team source. A Warriors season ticket holder sold the seats on the team's Ticketmaster resale site on Sunday night. With buyer fees at 15%, the buyer paid more than $17,000 in fees alone for the pair of tickets. That's just insane. I have to tell you, there are things that I want to go see, and when I look at the fees that get there literally is a just because we can fee. There's the shipping and the handling fee, which apparently it is really, really a lot of work to handle tickets, print them out, and put them in an envelope, because the shipping and handling fees are insane for tickets. It's crazy.
Important.
Handling is, I know it's a lot of work.
Now, I'm seeing the notes here. It says that the face value is $3,000 each. Now, if you were to go to last night's game in which the Warriors won, and like it's the last game, are $3,000 floor seats a good price to you? I mean, it's like $3,000 a head, $6,000 a couple. You're sitting down. You get to sit on the floor. You get to see the NBA Finals. You get to see the winning game. It's hard to predict these things, but it happens. $6,000 too much for you, Mary? Will you never do something? Is there never any entertainment event in your life where you would pay something like that?
Maybe Jesus coming back for the second time, but that's pretty much about as far as it goes. It all depends on what decimal place you live in, all right? For someone who lives in a far different decimal place than I, they look at that and they go, $3,000 is not, that's a bargain. You know, that's a typical Saturday night out, you know? But for me, Hell no. I don't have that kind of cash. No, absolutely not. No.
There are some people out there who would definitely leap for that, though.
The site had two other big sales. One pair was sold for $90,000, and another pair was sold for $82,000. It's insane. They say the average resale price on the team's site for Game 5 was $1,731, which is almost 20% higher than last year's Game 5 between the Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Basketball fans have a lot of cash. Either that or they're really bad at managing their money. It's one or the other.
There's a lot of stories coming out of this game. The Golden State Warriors, of course, winning it, which is cool to see, not for the price of a small house, but it's still cool to see. And, you know, the Cavs and LeBron James felled by Durant and the Warriors. And I bet they're regretting smoking weed after game two now.
Right.
Do you remember this?
Well, allegedly. It just smelled
allegedly,
like it.
The Cavaliers' locker room smelled like marijuana after the game. And not a good move. You probably need to keep your head in the whole entire finals. Just stay attuned.
Very quickly, anything you would spend that kind of money for?
A house.
Exactly.
A house.
Well, I think we live in the same decimal
place. Gotta be honest, though, the sports car trade-off, it does appeal to me. The sports car, I was like, you know what? A really nice $133,000 sports car. Any day of the week over two tickets to the NBA Finals.
Your daughter's college education gone.
Sorry, baby.
751 on WMAL.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The air flow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Good morning to you. Well, stock futures are higher, indicating a higher open on Wall Street today. After 2 days of losses, the Nasdaq is in the red for June right now. A productivity job for business today? Workers may pay attention instead to Attorney General Jeff Sessions as he testifies in an open hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Russia. Business owners say that's what's happened last week when former FBI Director James Comey testified. Meantime, Smirnoff Vodka's new ad campaign grabs hold of the Russia probe. The ad's tagline reads, "Made in America, but we'd be happy to talk about our ties to Russia under oath." The Smirnoff family fled Russia in 1917 and set up shop in the U.S. China is a step closer to allowing American beef to come in, something U.S. cattle ranchers have been waiting for. 14 years ago, China banned beef from the U.S. after a case of mad cow disease. And Sean Diddy Combs is number one on the Forbes list of highest paid celebrities. He made about $130 million in the past year. Beyonce is at number two at $105 million. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and a slight change for the better on 270 South in Rockville. Still have the crash cleanup along the right side, but you get most of your travel lanes back. It's just that right lane that's crowded. And again, you see a lot of activity there. Also slowing a bit in the local lanes because you can see it all. Let's get you around the Beltway topside. 95 to George Avenue slowing. Getting to the Beltway, New Hampshire Avenue commuters, if you're heading up either to say toward the Beltway or Hillendale, the crash was northbound right at the exit for the Beltway. DC 295 north from the Beltway, past the Naval Research Lab and the 11th Street Bridge, just a lot of the stop and go. And then the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway before 410 for the crash. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The heat stays on as we head on through today, pushing about 94 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe an isolated shower, thunderstorm. Today's record, 96. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Have you dreamed about owning waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay? Not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door? This exclusive development is being offered for the first time at unbeatable prices. On Saturday, June 24th, experience 2 acres of deep dockable waterfront to buy for only $89,900. Get 16 heavily wooded acres with water access and views for only $69,900. Also, buy a huge 5-bedroom beach house for under $300,000. This waterfront sale is real and properties will sell fast. Take a virtual tour at dockableland.com and call to reserve an appointment on June 24th. Call now 800-684-4611 to schedule the earliest priority appointment. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available. No time limit to build. Call today 800-684-4611 to schedule.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge and his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
And coming up on WMAL,
Larry Kudlow will be here at 8:35. Always nice to talk to him.
And there is a show coming back to TV because they've totally run out of original ideas. So they're bringing back Roseanne.
What?
Coming back 30 years after the day.